And I understand that. I totally understand that. We'll find out, though. We're going to talk to the those of you that are undecided, 33 days away from Election Day. That's hard to believe, but we are 33 days away from deciding this thing. Well, maybe not. Maybe it'll be 40 days before we actually decide this thing. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 5:30, as we check out the traffic cams right now, very heavy volumes there on the Southern Beltway. As we check it out, 215 westbound at Gibson. That's after you leave the 515. There, 215 west at Gibson, you'll tap the brakes. There, 215 west at the 15 interchange. Looking at the traffic cams, can't see if there's a crash there, but you're very slow as you work your way to the west side of the valley there on the 215. Got a new crash, Interstate 15 south at Sahara. That is blocking the left lanes. So look out for that one. And we're also getting some backups once you get past the Spaghetti Bowl there, 95 West at Decatur.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. We told you yesterday that UNLV football would like to have some fans in the stands at Allegiant Stadium this year. Well, now they have officially submitted a plan where seating capacity will be limited to 10% of the stadium's capacity. This does need to be approved by governmental agencies before they are allowed to go forward with it. Raiders football, they have 16 players listed on their injury report. The good news, though, is that middle linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski has returned to practice after he was injured in the season opener. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All I just love it. I just love it. The president, looks like the president is coming back to southern Nevada. We've got reports out there, and we'll bring you more details as they become available. But it looks like, and it's weird, because I knew when Mark Lauder said, well, I don't want to get ahead of the president. they never want to get ahead of the president, but the president apparently is coming back next week. We'll see what. In fact, we might even dial up my friend Michael McDonald and find out if indeed this is official stuff. We'll try and do that on the break. Kaylee McEnany, absolutely amazing. And I want you to hear this dust up with John Roberts. This is cut two. And this was all about this white supremacy thing that I thought he laid that to rest in the debate. I mean, I thought he did, but apparently he didn't. Kaylee McEnany, cut number two, and her dust up with John Roberts of Fox News Channel.
I'd like to ask you for a definitive and declarative statement without ambiguity or deflection. As the person who speaks for the president, does the president denounce white supremacism and groups that espouse it in all their forms?
This has been answered yesterday by the president himself, the day before by the president himself on the debate stage. The president was asked this. He said, sure, three times. Yesterday, he was point blank asked, do you denounce white supremacy? And he said, I've always denounced any form of that. I can go back and read for you in August 2019, in one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. In August of 2017, racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups. I have an entire list of these quotes that I can go through with you. He has condemned white supremacy more than any president in modern history.
Just to clear it up this morning, can you, naming it, make a declarative statement that you denounce, that the president denounces it?
I just did. The president has denounced this repeatedly. The president was asked this. You're contriving a storyline and a narrative.
I'm asking you to put this to rest.
I just did. I read you all of the quotes, and if you need to see them in writing, I will put them in an email. Hold on.
So, Kaylee, can you right now denounce white supremacy and the groups that espouse it?
The president has denounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms. He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. This president had advocated for the death penalty for a white supremacist, the first federal execution in 17 years. His record on this is unmistakable, and it's shameful that the media refuses to cover it.
See, I think that's amazing. There is no story, and that's what just drives me nuts. There is no story. He has denounced them. And what does it matter if it's a quote from Tuesday, or from a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago? I'm not quite sure. You know what the deal is. By the way, this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Why don't you pick up the phone and call them right now? 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Now, one of the things that was so good about what the president did last night in Duluth. Let's go to cut five real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. This was the president making a handful of campaign promises. I love it when this president does it, because he can always say, well, I've done it before. I've done it. This was the president. This is cut five. Making a handful of campaign promises in Duluth last night. Here it is.
Maintain America's unrivaled military might, and we will ensure peace through strength. That's what we have. Ridiculous. We're all over the world. We're in places nobody ever heard of before. We will end surprise medical billing, require price transparency. I've already signed it. Can you believe it kicks in on January 1st? Can you imagine if this clown gets in? And they'll say, you got price transparency. What's that? That'll have such an impact. It kicks in. I said to my people, do you think you could have kicked it in a little bit earlier? I'd further reduce health insurance premiums and the cost of prescription drugs, which we're going to be bringing down massively because of favored nations. We will strongly protect Medicare and Social Security, and we will always protect those incredible people, as I said, with pre-existing conditions. America will land the first woman on the moon, and the United States will be the first nation to land an astronaut on Mars, and it will be soon. You have to see, NASA has become again the greatest space center in the world. You had to see what it looked like when I took over. It was terrible. We will stop the radical indoctrination of our students and restore patriotic education to our schools. What? We will teach our children to love our country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. And we will live by the timeless words of our national motto, In God We Trust. For years you had a president who apologized for America. Now you have a president who is standing up for America and standing up for the great people of Minnesota. Thank you. But if we don't win, I'm never calling you great again. So get your friends, get your family, get your neighbors, and get your coworkers, and get out and vote. We got to win. We got to win.
I just love that. The president being optimistic and making promises, but the only promise he has not fulfilled that I can cite, and I mean fully, 100%, and that is the healthcare thing. And that's being worked on even as we speak. We'll take a break. We'll check on that report that the president's coming back to Southern Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
To talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different, way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call, and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money, sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Better Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
See you later. Okay. So Dr. Pui is the best of the best of the leukemia doctors at St. Jude. And we very quickly found out how much he loves his patients. One of our first visits with Dr. Pui, he was kind of running through the protocol and naming off all the medications. And he said, "But don't worry, you don't pay that. St. Jude pays that." Just to think, like, and what if they didn't?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get back to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. We would love to have you on. Here's the temporary number, call-in number, 702-798-0375. That's 702-798-0375. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up. Go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. With that phone number, I ended up calling the wrong girlfriend, so now I'm in trouble because of you guys.
Oh.
Listen. I work on the Trump campaign, all right? And I'm running into a lot of Hispanics, especially Cuban people. They saw the debate, and people on the street that we're talking to, a lot of them communicated to us to tell the people on the radio, especially American-born citizens, that if they vote Democrat, then they are anti-American. They can smell a communist party and communist politicians from a mile away. That's what they told me. They are going to vote Republican. They're going to vote Trump for the obvious reasons. Now, that, I want you guys to listen to what I just told you, okay? Now, the other thing was, Donald Trump is being criticized because he interrupted pervert Joe Biden. He needs to do that. That's the only choice he's got. The media does not support him. 2 minutes before the debate started on CBS, literally they were telling us, the listeners, how good Biden is and how bad Donald Trump is. Then the debate started. That went on for 2 minutes. What is Donald Trump supposed to do? Of course he's going to interrupt. The media's not going to help him or us.
Let me just ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being what we saw Tuesday night, if he dialed back to, say, 7 or 8 on the interrupt meter, would he be better off, you think?
If he could just lay back a little bit, but I think he's got no choice. Like I told you, I'm working on the campaign. I'm learning to a lot of people. And some of those things that he was talking about, they had no idea what he was saying regarding the scandals with Biden and the money taking from money they've taken from Russia and Hunter Biden and all that, because they tell me they don't hear that on the news.
Well, and can I tell you, I think he's going to keep pounding that.
He needs to. Well, one last thing before you guys hang up. Once the abortion issue comes up, and I hope it's in the next debate, Biden's going to lose the presidency with Hispanics. That is a huge issue. That and school choice.
And the president has promised school choice for every American in his second term.
I hope he he makes it a point to bring out those two things. I know a lot of Hispanics that are kind of wavering. One thing here in late-term abortion is all over for Joe Biden with Hispanics. I know them. I grew up in that community. I'm Hispanic, and I'm a big Trump supporter.
Hey, Alex.
People that are voting are going to support Donald Trump, by the way. What I think is it'll be almost 40% in this town.
40%?
It could be anyone from 37% to 40. I'm telling you, these people are really pissed off at the Democratic Party, and they're leaning Trump and Republican. We've never seen that. In the past, nobody would ever talk to us if we mentioned Trump. Now we talk to them, and they actually listen, at least half of them. The rest of them is leaning. And then there's about 35-37% somewhere in that area that are going to vote Trump, they told me. In my face, they told me. They don't even hesitate.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So you think, in fact, they just had an Hispanic outreach event here in Vegas from the White House. It was a White House event, and I don't know whether you heard Jennifer Korn, but she was at that that meeting, and she said the same thing, that she thinks it's entirely possible if they did, I think it was 29% in 2016, that doing 35-40% is doable.
Yes, it is, but I'll tell you one bad part about this whole thing. The local office here in town that's reached out is Latinos for Trump. It's a disaster. And why do I say that? Whoever's running that office over there on Eastern and Stewart, I don't know what they're doing, but they don't open up the offices at all. I mean, I go in there, everything in there is all in English. You call, no one answers. It's horrible reach out. So a lot of the volunteers that I met through that campaign, they decided to go out on their own and help Donald Trump because that office is a disaster.
Wow.
I think Michael McDonald should be called at the table and say, what is going on here? Because the Hispanic, we have a brilliant moment to pick up the Hispanic vote, not just for this election, but the next decade. Because we are watching how these Democrats, I mean, these Hispanics, are giving us a dirty look. And dirty look because they think we're a Democratic party. I'm stunned.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to run. Thanks, Alex.
All right, Trump in person.
There you go. There you go. And by the way, the president will be here. I have just confirmed with my sources just now, and it's Tuesday through Thursday. So for all I know, he might be Tuesday night watching the vice presidential debate at Rhythm Kitchen. I don't know. We haven't had a call from the Secret Service yet. Wouldn't that be wild? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas Strong, Union Proud.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture, hurt and a wreck, and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Everybody loves popcorn. So use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser, or maybe you just want to get a gift for a friend. Did I mention Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great? Order today. Check out their amazing new website. It is now up. SendPopcornGifts.com. That's SendPopcornGifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. It's absolutely delicious. Okay, I want to give the last word to Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh McEnany did something that she didn't have to do. But she went out of her way to commemorate the three-year anniversary of the 1 October attack. And by the way, in case you're wondering, I remember where I was. I was home here in Las Vegas, and I was watching Adam Housley. I believe it was Adam Housley doing a 5-hour hit on Fox News Channel. It was absolutely amazing. But here is Kayleigh McEnany. This is cut one, noting the 3-year anniversary of the 1 October attack. Here it is.
3 years ago today, 58 people lost their lives and hundreds more were wounded in the horrific Las Vegas Music Festival shooting. That was 3 years ago today. On behalf of the president and his administration, our hearts continue to break for the victims and their families. They are in our prayers today.
She didn't have to do that, but I'm glad she did, because that was special. By the way, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, a special Friday show. I'm very excited. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycri has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit Las Vegas.